And away we go on the hi-fi, your Wi-Fi, your hi-fi, your Wi-Fi. Dope-o-ho-ho, electronics today. Oh, read the instructions. Oh, sharp-eyed Magoo with a fine print. Let's see now. Plug preamp jack into amplifier input. Hang down, you don't. Oh, hand me the screwdriver, Waldo, you dear boy.
Sure, right.
Amplifier connects to speaker.
Pray on.
Quiet, Waldo. Why, the boy needs help. He's not well. Turntable connects to...
But on.
Don't disturb me, Waldo. That boy's been alone too much. Oh, a child could build this do-it-yourself hi-fi set. Let's see now. Put record on turntable and turn... Power switch!
But unk!
Oh, there's so much service noise. I can't hear the music. What orchestra is this?
I'm trying to tell you, unk. You plugged in the washing machine.
Oh, great balls of fire. So I have rippling rhythm. Non-detergent jazz. Cool, man. Cool. Well, now let's see. If I turn these wires around... Oh, blasted washing machine. What's the matter now? Well, I'll stick my head in and... It looks all right to me. Maybe this wire. Oh!
Your nose is lighting up, Unc. It must be the wrong wire. Try this one. You're wrong. That's corny.
Waldo, you poor boy. No appreciation of the finer things. You're confused at times. You don't...
The book says, turn bass control for more bottom. Slowly. Treble knob for more eyes.
Gee, Unc. Yeah, that's the most.
A wonderful reproduction. Magoo, you are a sound genius. Just like the book said, it must be the orthophonic curve.
Marilyn who?
Oh, Waldo, you do need help. You are so sick. Listen. Enjoy.
Great Scott! Jukebox bass? It must must be the speaker cabinet. Can't be the hi-fi set.
They're tearing down the building next door, Ron.
Well, I'll put a stop to that, Waldo. I tell you, can't do Magoo take steps in the... Hey, down there! Mind being quieter? Quiet, please! Quiet and quiet! Thank you. Oh, those eyes. Listen to those eyes. Oh, it must be around 30,000 cycles. On the hi-fi cycle, built for you. Now, who else but Magoo could hear 30,000 cycles? You can? Well, well, a hi-fi, though. Just a little joke, Fido. Just down, you beast. Your master's voice. Back on the paper. Waldo, listen to that frequency response.
Sure, Unc.
Yes. This was composed for me by Sir Adrian Boggs. Call it Portrait of Mr. Magoo. Good sort, Sir Adrian. Rare discrimination. An idiot, but a true artist. Music like this these days. Just like Bach, Beethoven, and Mozart. You can't beat old Johann Ludwig and Wolfgang. Oh, those three, I tell you. The sound of a military brass band. Dude Dopo T. By George, that's music. Oomph, oomph, oomph of the mighty tuba. Love that overweight sound. I need better equalization. I'll just twist this knob.
Ow!
That'll teach you to keep your nose out of my business, Waldo. I'll turn this knob. Pumping Jehoshaphat and distortion and feedback.
That's the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, yes, yes. So it is. The vacuum cleaner.
Waldo! Where's Fido?
I don't know, Unc.
Where is that? Oh, no, no, no. I've told that dog to stay away from that vacuum cleaner.
I'll get him out, Unc.
He went in a sheepdog and came out a Mexican hairless. All right, Fido. You go take a bath. Listen to the flutes. Rather like wooden meadowlarks. Hear them trill. The harp. Oh, Magoo, you coined a phrase. You done it, Magoo. Perfect high fidelity. You're a scientific mastermind. Magoo takes over where Edison left off. The fight song of my old alma mater, University of Wormwood Scrub. Good old you of WWS, class of 03. Fight, fight, fight. Wormwood, Wormwood, love me. Say I be hard, say I don't see. I die to roar. Oh, oh, Wormwood. What's that? Oh, no, it couldn't be. Oh, my. Feed the canaries, Waldo.
Sure, Unc. Here, Dickie Bird, have a sandwich.
Two canaries and a dog are so much trouble. But the hi-fi book said I should have two tweeters and a woofer.
First class.
Oh, I wonder if it's worth it. I can hardly hear the music. Listen to the motor cellular tweeter. So tweet, tweet, tweet. The exponential horns are braying and playing. Good balance and full dynamic range. I'll turn up the volume control.
Telephone.
Now, who could that be? Hello? Magoo speaking. No, not Ogilvy. Magoo. Capital M. Small A. Small G. Oh, you're Ogilvy. Next door. Trying to sleep? No, Mr. Ogilvy. I wasn't trying to sleep. Too loud? You're not disturbing me, Mr. Ogilvy. fees. 30 days in jail. The dad-blasted judge. Dead-headed policeman.
Listen, I have friends in hi-fi places. You'll hear from my lawyers. Distortion and feedback. And you will, too.
You tell them, Mort.
The public just isn't ready for a hi-fi. Oh, and I have sweet.
Here's a little number I wrote the other day while out duck hunting with a judge.
Quack.
Fuck you very much, the FCC. Fuck you very much for fining me. $5,000 a fuck, so I'm really out of luck. That's more than Heidi Fleiss was charging me. So fuck you very much, the FCC. For proving that free speech just isn't free. Clear Channel's a dear channel, so Howard Stern must go. Attorney General Ashcroft doesn't like strong words, and so he's charging twice as much as all the drugs for Rush Limbaugh. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you very much, dear Mr. Bush, for heroically sitting on your tush. For Halliburton, Enron, all the companies who fail. Let's send them a clear signal and stick Martha straight in jail. She's an uppity rich bitch, and at least she isn't male. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you, dickhead Mr. Cheney too. Fuck you and fuck everything you do. Your pacemaker must be a fake, you haven't got a heart. As far as I'm concerned, you're just a pasty-faced old fart. And as for Condoleezza, she's an intellectual tart. So fuck you all so very much. So fuck you very much, the EPA, for giving all Alaska's oil away. It really is a bummer when I can't fill my Hummer. The ozone's a no-go zone now that Arnold's here to say the nuclear winter games are going to take place in L.A. So fuck you all so very much. So what, the planet fails? Let's save the great white males and fuck you all so very much.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
idea. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. This is something you should listen to.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
Listen to the Maldoror and Dr. Junk show. We'll get you home from the bar safely. Here's an actual recording of us dropping off a longtime listener at his very doorstep. Let's listen, shall we?
This is letting himself into his home. And you're in.
Thank you.
Be careful. Sleep on your side. You alright?
No. Just shut the door. It'll be fine.
Alright.
The Maldoror and Dr. Junk Show, making sure you make it home safe, more or less, since 2010. The Maldoror and Dr. Junk Show is Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4 p.m. on Radio Valencia FM and 87.9 FM. Dr. Junk and Maldoror are not actually responsible enough to make sure you get home. No civilians were harmed in the making of this promo. The Maldoror and Dr. Junk Show, just shut the door. It'll be fine.
is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
Dr. Kildare, Dr. Casey, you're wanted for a consultation. Calling Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey.
Two, three, four, tell the doctor where you're sore.
They told me find a cute boy and have him kiss you 5 or 10 times a day. And then in no time, like magic, the pain will go away. Oh, I feel better already. Dr. Kildare, Dr. Casey, you're wanted for a consultation. Calling Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey. I get so lonely I cry. Oh, Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey, what do you prescribe?
2, 3, 4, have you felt this way before?
They told me find a cute boy and have him hug you every hour or two. And then in no time, like magic, you're gonna feel like me. Oh, this is better than fine doc. Dr. Kildare, Dr. Casey, you're wanted for a consultation. Calling Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey. My emotions are dead. Oh, Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey. Should I take to bed?
6, 7, 8. Soon we'll have you feeling great.
They told me find a cute boy and have him love you. Dr. Kildare.
Yes.
Dr. Casey.
Yes, Connie.
Oh, I think you've discovered a new miracle drug.
Oh, did I?
Oh, this is really the cure.
You don't say.
Oh, I feel wonderful.
You do?
I never felt this way before.
Uh-huh. She feels better already.
Money. got the biggest rig in Texas, and the girlies think he's swell. They all want him to show them the way he sings so well. So he's got himself a motto. Every night you'll hear him yell, drill them all, big and small, drill them all. Now if this virgin land he'll find it, he don't care how deep he goes. He sneaks right up behind it, that's the only way he knows. He just gets out his rig and then he digs in with his toes. Drill them all, big and small, drill them all. He gets that certain feeling when he finds the proper spot. It's a certain kind of feeling only real oil men have got. When he walks into a nightclub, all the chorines start to sigh. They know oil is where you find it, and they would like to try. And some of them wind up with little gushes by and by. Drill them all, big and small, drill them all. Now once he met a spinster maiden way down in Santa Fe. Her field had been neglected for many a night and day. He knew there was no oil there, but he drilled it anyway. Drill them all, big and small, drill them all. The fat girl in the circus once asked him into her tent. She told him she had acres and his time would be well spent. It took so long exploring that he had to pay her rent. Drill them all, big and small, drill them all. Then he met a shapely widow, and she wanted him to drill. Good thing somebody whispered, that's what killed her husband, Bill. He's got a great big business and his taxes are immense. But when it comes to paying them, the government's on the fence. They can't locate his assets and it doesn't make much sense. Drill them all, big and small, drill them all. Oh, he's a real true Texan, every night you'll hear him say that everything is bigger and better Texas way. And he'll be out to prove it till his rig just rots away. Drill them all, big and small, drill them all. He's got the biggest rig in Texas, and the girlies think he's swell. They all want him to show them the way he sings so well. So he's got himself a motto. Every night you'll hear him yell, drill them all, big and small, drill them all. Now if this virgin land he'll find it, he don't care how deep he goes. He sneaks right up behind it, that's the only way he knows. He just gets out his rig and then he digs in with his toes. Drill them all, big and small, drill them all. He gets that certain feeling when he finds the proper spot. It's a certain kind of feeling only real oil men have got. When he walks into a nightclub, all the chorines start to sigh. They know oil is where you find it, and they would like to try. And some of them wind up with little gushes by and by. Drill them all, big and small, drill them all. Now once he met a spinster maiden way down in Santa Fe. Her field had been neglected for many a night and day. He knew there was no oil there, but he drilled it anyway. Drill them all, big and small, drill them all. The fat girl in the circus once asked him into her tent. She told him she had acres and his time would be well spent. It took so long exploring that he had to pay her rent. Drill them all, big and small, drill them all. Then he met a shapely widow, and she wanted him to drill. Good thing somebody whispered, that's what killed her husband, Bill. He's got a great big business and his taxes are immense. But when it comes to paying them, the government's on the fence. They can't locate his assets and it doesn't make much sense. Drill them all, big and small, drill them all. Oh, he's a real true Texan. Every night you'll hear him say that everything is bigger and better Texas way. And he'll be out to prove it till his rig just rots away. Drill them all, big and small. Drill them all.
We'll be right back. This is Maurice Tanney from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
See the people run and gather. Now something high has caught their eye. Something. The speaker stands to wave and cry.
Post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock. Tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Being haunted by the dead rappers from both coasts, putting out albums long after they've decomposed. So their lyrics are a little behind the times, but how do they get the dead to write rhymes? Song after song on the radio I hear is by a guy who died in the yesteryear, but it's the best I hear of all the crap on the air. It's pretty sad when you compare it to those still breathing the air. I've been looking for a deal since I wrote my first song. Now I finally realize what I've been doing wrong. It's not my cheesy beats or that my lyrics aren't strong. It's just the simple fact that I've been living too long. Dead rappers got records flying off the shelf, so I might get a deal if I kill myself. That would pretty much guarantee more airplay, but I don't think that I'd be able to enjoy the extra pay. It blows me away what the dead are achieving. Silly me thought it'd be tough to rap without breathing. Don't you know being dead seems to be the way to go? Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
Living or not, I gotta give them their props. They've been dead for years, but the rhyming don't stop. They'll be back, doesn't matter what the death report is. Throwing down and being hard is now due to rigor mortis. That rapper died late last fall. He's still rotting in the hall, but now he's got gold records on the wall. It's the dawn of the dead, and the dead can rap. Still getting paid while taking a dirt nap. In the store, you hear their beats cranked high. You look the clerk in the eye and say,
didn't that guy die?
But their careers go on, even though they're long gone. There's a sign next week out on Forest Lawn. Dead rappers got records on the top of the charts, and all I got is a degree in liberal arts. That means that before I could never be adored, I'd have to be full of formaldehyde, stiff as a board. I just can't believe what the dead are achieving, like a rude house guest who's just not leaving. It's another bonus for the record label CEO. Look, there's another dead rapper on the radio.
He be passed on. He has ceased to be. Homeboy has expired and gone to meet his maker. This is a late rapper. They be stiffed, bereft of life. OGs, rest in peace out. Metabolical processes are of interest only to historians. My man has dropped the twig. Mofo has shuffled off this portal coil. Running upside the curtain and joined the choir invisible. In short, this is an ex-rapper.
Scott LaRock has been dead for like 15 years, so he'll probably do a video with Britney Spears. Every year we hear the news, there goes another one lined up on death row.
Now that's a big pun.
Big L, Biggie Smalls, all the big rappers get death's glance. So Buffy didn't stand a chance, and the record labels won't leave well enough alone, cause you can't collect royalties on a tombstone. I got some advice for the folks who hate Eminem. Don't kill him, cause then you'll never get rid of him. They'll put out best, worst, and unreleased rhymes, guest vocals, and home videos until the end of time. Dead rappers got records flying off.